We kick it off by welcoming back to the program talented writer, director, actors, Chaz Palminteri and Peter Fogel. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being back with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
Chaz, I know you've got to go pretty quickly because you got some things you have to do. So I want to ask you to go back to when you first saw Peter's wonderful show, Till Death Do Us Part, you first. Did you immediately flash back and think of what it was like when you were getting your show, A Bronx Tale, going?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, when I saw it, I said, wow, you know, this show's got incredible potential. And I just thought, hey, if I could, you know, I'd like to help him out. And I've done that over the years. I produced about, this is my third one-man show, not mine, that I found. I saw somebody, I liked it, and I kind of directed it and produced it, you know. And so when I saw Peter's, I just thought it was, so relatable. I mean, it's about relationships and love and romance, about this guy who falls in love with this girl and she dumps him on Valentine's Day. And it's just funny. It's just really, really funny. And you can see the audience just looking at each other and hitting each other, elbowing each other, you know. And I just thought it was a great piece. And, you know, I always said Robert De Niro helped me and saw my one-man show. And it broke me. And whatever I could do to pay it forward, I'd be willing to do that, you know.
Yeah, and when people saw Bronx Tale, everybody in Hollywood wanted the show in the movie, right. But they didn't necessarily want you. But Robert De Niro was the one who said, no, yo, I'll direct. You're the man.
Absolutely. You know, when they offered me $250,000 and $500,000 and then $1 million. And I refused. I only had $200 in the bank. And I still refused. And then De Niro saw it and he came backstage and said, look, you'd be great. You should write it because it's your life. And that's how the whole thing happened. So when I saw Peter's show, I just had all those memories, just like you said. And I said, gee, you know, I hope I can bring good things to this gentleman because he's so damn funny and the writing was so good. And, you know, and Pete, you know, tell him, like, the things that happened to you with the meet
when
and
I,
greets,
yeah, you know? Chaz has been married for 30 years. Chaz has been married so long, the internet wasn't even around, okay? So, like, I tell him these stories about, it wasn't. I mean, he met his wife many years ago, and there was no internet. You met serendipitous, right, Chaz? You just People set you up, you go to a bar. That's what it was back in the day, pre-internet. So the show talks a lot about internet dating because people see, like I always say, as Chaz always says, single, divorced, and devoted couples relate to it. If you've been married, you've been single, you're divorced, getting back into the dating game, you're looking for love, everybody's looking for that person that completes them. And what's, you know, and I tell Chaz about these stories about I go on these internet dates, and a woman, they immediately tell you right off the bat what's going on. One woman said to me on our first meet and greet, we're having cocktails and appetizers, and she goes, I just want you to know, I might as well tell you, I'm a person of interest in my ex-husband's death. But I didn't do it. What the heck? And she just went back to eating her shrimp scampi like it was nothing. I went, excuse me? Could you roll that back a second? Goes, yeah, they always go back to the spouse when the husband's found. He fell down the stairs. I think he was drinking. I wasn't there. But you know how it is. And could you pass the salt? Sure, here's the salt. And I would tell Chaz these stories. And we just started laughing. I go, this is true. I go, I hand to God. So I put all these dating stories of a man looking for love, because I have to go back into dating when my girlfriend, and this is based on a true story, dumped me on Valentine's Day. She said to me, what are your intentions? I go, well, tonight's Valentine's Day. How about dinner and a movie? She goes, what are your intentions with me? She meant marriage. And she didn't like my answer, and she dumped me. And that's the kickoff of the show, of where I'm dumped on Valentine's Day, telling the audience, I can't believe she did this. And then the voice of my conscience comes in, and it's Chaz, who's leading me throughout the whole 80 minutes of the show, telling me to get on track, or you're going to lose this girl forever. And basically, Chaz forces me to tell the audience about my past relationships. Because if you learn from your past, hopefully you can deal with your present and future. And that's something I have to learn in my own life, that I've been learned when relationships about. But luckily, at the end, Chaz it's a linear story or a story. It's a regular story where you, a beginning, middle, and an end. It's not just, you know, it's funny, but I take the audience on a journey of all my failed romances, and hopefully at the end I connect with the girl that I should be with.
And
it's not only funny. It's not only funny. It's very touching and warm. It has a message to it, which is really nice. You know, Alfred Hitchcock used to say there's only three things you could do to an audience, and if you do two out of three, you got a hit. He says you can only make them laugh, cry, or scare them. That's it. Three things. And in this show that Peter does, he makes you laugh and he makes you cry. He might scare you in a way, too. Because dating, when you're older and you start to go out on dating, but it's not just for older people. Young people really get a kick out of it, too. Get a kick out of it. Like when you're older, you meet women and they have, well, men, too. Men and women at certain age, they have baggage. They have baggage, and that's it. And Peter, like when you met some of the girls with health problems, I mean, you got to tell them that.
I thought it was me. I said, what am I attracting? What am I doing wrong here? I just want to connect with a woman that gets me. I went on 5 meet and greets, Rich, and this is the hand of God the truth. One woman had fibromyalgia. Another one told me she had autoimmune system disorder. A third had osteoporosis. The fourth one, she thought she had borderline personality disorder, but she actually had pre- and post-menopause at the same time. And I'm listening to this, and I thought, after listening to all these, and they were nice women, don't get me wrong, but they just told me, and I said, I want to take out a personal ad. Wanted, loving, nurturing woman whose blood work is in normal range. They all had, I go, why do you want to date? You got to take care of your health. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't. And what am I going to be, a boyfriend or a caretaker? I didn't know what to say to them. And it was just, and we put this into the show. I mean, right, Chad, truth is funnier than fiction. I mean,
right. Oh, God, yes.
I mean,
you know, Peter's one of those, he's one of those guys that, you know, remembers everything. You know, he's been known to be a little tight, too. You know, Peter's a little cheap. Come on, Peter, you got to admit it.
Well,
you know, Peter went on a date once, and he said, "What would you like?" And the girl said, "I guess I'll have the lobster." And he said, "Guess again."
I didn't have the coupon with me, Chaz. I didn't have the Groupon.
He told me, "Guess again."
Guess again.
Till Death Do Us Part, You First opens up off Broadway, and that'll be coming up next week at the Triad Theater in New York, November 11th and 12th, and then at the Bedford Playhouse on November 17th. And Chaz, I understand you have a pretty good working relationship with the producer up in Westchester.
Yes, my wife Gianna is producing that show at the Bedford Playhouse, a great place to see a show or a movie. I mean, it's just a gorgeous place. I mean, that's where we're from. We live there, and you got to come and see it, whether you go to Manhattan or here. It's a fun night at the evening. It's only 80 minutes long, and it's just no intermission, and just raucous funny, and it's, you know, bring your date or significant other or whatever, and you'll have a great time. Listen, guys, I just got to run. They're waving me on over here. So
okay. I will tell them.
Keep going. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Chaz. Good to talk with you again.
Thank you. All right, I'm coming now. Come.
So, Peter, I think we talked about this last time. How many different characters do you play in this show?
Over 15, 16 different characters. You know, I'm the touring star of My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm in Therapy, as we discussed many years ago. And I still do that show. So I learned to do all voices and characters in Solomon's show, and I bring it to this show. There's my demented... is my father, my demented father, my evil stepmom, my fiance, high maintenance Marla, all my male friends that, you know, I do my male friends, I do the women I dated, my fiance. So I'm doing so many different characters, and I'm acting with them. It's not like I also do, you know, monologues as these people, but I'm also having conversations with them. So my last Russian girlfriend, Irina, and I'm having a conversation. So I'm going in between, back and forth, between my voice and the character of the person I'm playing. So it's a dialogue. I'm having a dialogue with myself, and Chaz is in the show as a voiceover, as my conscience. He wants me to go back and, you know, if you don't understand the past, you're not going to understand the present. So he's trying to keep me as the glue throughout the show. So I get to act with Chaz on stage in a voiceover, which is a lot of fun.
Now, our producer, Kerry Haskell, the last show he saw in person before COVID was your show down at Arlington, down in Arlington, Massachusetts, a couple of years ago.
Yes, that was the last show at the Arlington Theater at the Regent. And then after that, he said to me, we're closed. I was the last show of 2020 when COVID hit. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And it was a great... I mean, I hated not being able to go see theater, but it was a great way to close out. It was a great show to end on. Me and my wife absolutely loved it.
Oh, thank you. You should have come by and said hello. yeah, you should have said hello to me. I would have loved to have met you.
Well, we're excited for this run in New York. What's it like to get that opportunity to do this off-Broadway?
It is. It's a lot of fun. And here's the thing. It's at the Triad. Let me give the URL. If you're going to be in New York, I'd love for you folks to come see it at the Triad Theater in New York City. It's off-Broadway, 158 West 72nd. But if you go to www.triadnyc.com, look for my show, triadnyc.com. And here's a special code. People get 10%, over 10% off the ticket price if they go to, if they use the code, actually put in the whole word, code 1250. Code 1250, put the whole word and the number, code 1250. You get a discount. I do it November 11th and 12th. We have a Friday night show, 7 p.m., a 2 p.m. on Saturday, and a 9:30 p.m. Saturday night. And then a week later, I do it at the Bedford Playhouse, bedfordplayhouse.org, bedfordplayhouse.org in Bedford, New York, which is Chaz's hometown, so his wife will obviously be there. And Chaz scheduling permitting, hopefully Chaz will be there too. But definitely Chaz's wife; she's going to be promoting the producer of the show.
That is wonderful, and I guess I hope that none of those women that you've dated show up at the performance.
Well, there's a girl that I went out with many, many years ago in New York City, and God, did I love that girl! Oh God, when you're young. I talk about in the theater, when you're young and it's all hormonal or crazy stuff when you're young. And she's down in New York. I said, Julie, you have to come to the show, and you have nothing to worry about. You're not in it. But my last girlfriend that I had, when I brought her to the show, and we were still dating at the time, I go, do you recognize anything? She says, no. They don't see themselves. That's the fun part. I go, really? See, that's the beauty of all these women. They've given me so much. And I still love these women and like them. But like my last girlfriend, I go, you really don't see any of yourself up there? I don't know what you're talking about. Those are obviously other women. Okay. And then the conversation. That's the funny part. It's like they don't get it. But, and I could say my last girlfriend was my muse because, boy, there's a great character with her. So.
And can Valentine's Day ever be the same for you again?
Let me tell you something. When I've been doing the show for 4 years, she would get angry at me, the last girlfriend I was going out with. She goes, why aren't we getting together? I go, I do the show on Valentine's Day, always with your show. But that's how I earn a living. It's a show on Valentine's Day. They booked me on Valentine's Day. Exactly the argument she gave me when I did it at the Region. How do you like that? That Carrie saw. But you don't understand. When I do get the show booked, it's usually a big night is Valentine's Day, and they want to book it. And and as long as I'm doing that show, we could celebrate it after I get back. How's that? Yeah. A man is always apologizing, you know.
I want to mention, too, if anybody would like to know where Chaz's A Bronx Tale is touring, you can go to his website at chazpalmentary.net for more information about that.
Chaz was just up in Boston selling out. He just did the Colonial Theater. So they missed him up in Boston. But if you go to chazpalmentary.net, you can find out about Chaz's podcast that he has. It's a really great video podcast. And his whole tour schedule is there. So you can check that out.
That's awesome. Until Death Do Us Part, you first, November 11th and 12th at the Triad Theater in New York City, and then the 17th at the Bedford Playhouse. So Peter, it's great to talk with you again. Much success on the show. Good luck. Break a leg, and we hope to catch you down the road.
Thank you so much, Rich. Take care.
Peter Fogel, Chaz Palmentary with us here on Downtown.